A signpost stands at a fork in the road. Pointing in one direction, the sign says victory. Pointing in the other direction, the sign says fulfillment. We must pick a direction. Which one will we choose? If we choose the path to victory, the goal is to win. We will experience the thrill of competition as we rush toward the finish line. Crowds gather to cheer for us, and then it's over, and everyone goes home. Hopefully, we can do it again. If we choose the path to fulfillment, the journey will be long. There will be times in which we must watch our step. There will be times we can stop to enjoy the view. We keep going. We keep going. Crowds gather to join us on the journey. And when our lives are over, those who joined us on the path to fulfillment will keep going without us and inspire others to join them too. Why I wrote this. It's surprising that this book even needs to exist. Over the course of human history, we have seen the benefits of infinite thinking so many times. The rise of great societies, advancements in science and medicine, and the exploration of space all happened because large groups of people, united in common cause, chose to collaborate with no clear end in sight. If a rocket that was headed for the stars crashed, for example, we figured out what was wrong and tried again, and again, and again. And even after we succeeded, we kept going. We did these things not because of the promise of an end-of-year bonus. We did these things because we felt like we were contributing to something bigger than ourselves, something with value that would last well beyond our own lifetimes. For all its benefits, acting with an infinite long-term view is not easy. It takes real effort. As human beings, we are naturally inclined to seek out immediate solutions to uncomfortable problems and prioritize quick wins to advance our ambitions. We tend to see the world in terms of successes and failures, winners and losers. This default win-lose mode can sometimes work for the short term. However, as a strategy for how companies and organizations operate, it can have grave consequences over the longer term. The results of this default mindset are all too familiar. Annual rounds of mass layoffs to meet arbitrary projections, cutthroat work environments, subservience to the shareholder over the needs of the employees and customers, dishonest and unethical business practices, rewarding high-performing toxic team members while turning a blind eye to the damage they are doing to the rest of the team, and rewarding leaders who seem to care a lot more about themselves than those in their charge. All things that contribute to a decline of loyalty and engagement and an increase of insecurity and anxiety that too many of us feel these days. This impersonal and transactional approach to business seems to have accelerated in the aftermath of the Industrial Revolution and seems to be accelerating even more in our digital age. Indeed, our entire understanding of commerce and capitalism seems to have fallen under the sway of short-term, finite-minded thinking. Though many of us lament this state of things, unfortunately, it seems like the market's desire to maintain the status quo is more powerful than the momentum to change it. When we say things like, "People must come before profit," we often face resistance. Many of those who control the current system, many of our current leaders, tell us we are naive and we don't understand the reality of how business works. As a result, too many of us back down. We resign ourselves to waking up dreading going to work, not feeling safe when we are there, and struggling to find fulfillment in our lives. So much so that the search for that elusive work-life balance has become an entire industry unto itself. It leaves me wondering, do we have another viable option? It is entirely possible that perhaps, just perhaps, the reality that the cynics keep talking about doesn't have to be that way. That perhaps our current system of doing business isn't right or even best. It is just the system we're used to, one preferred and advanced by a minority, not the majority. If this is indeed the case, then we have an opportunity to advance a different reality. It is well within our power to build a world in which the vast majority of us wake up every single morning inspired, feel safe at work, and return home fulfilled at the end of the day. The kind of change I advocate is not easy, but it is possible. With good leaders, great leaders, this vision can come to life. Great leaders are the ones who think